Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and encore enthusiast, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across three rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is a game that you can play how and where you want. You can go it alone or team up with your family and friends. Our three rounds today will be the year 1984. Count me in and guess the year. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and play in additional games. I love to see everyone playing from all around the world, and today's shout out goes to our players in Bristol, United Kingdom. Thank you for tuning in. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think or replay a question. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers right at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round one.
For round one today, we're teleporting back to the year 1984. To help you get in the frame of mind, this was the year that audiences were going wild for Ghostbusters and Footloose, and love for Cabbage Patch Kids was at a fever pitch. In this round, we have five questions for you about the music news of 1984, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Let's get started. Question 1. In January 1984, the UK's BBC Radio 1 announced they would not be playing which song by Frankie Goes to Hollywood due to its suggestive lyrics. Question 2. In July 1984, which future solo star joined the Puerto Rican band Menudo? Question 3. In April 1984, which soul singer known for hits like What's Going On was fatally shot in Los Angeles, dying at the age of 44. Question 4. In September 1984, which televised award ceremony was held for the first time and featured stars like Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, and The Cars? Question 5. In November 1984, which Christmas charity single was recorded by Band Aid, a group featuring the likes of Bono, Duran Duran, and Bananarama? That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is Count Me In. In this round, you're going to receive five clues about hit songs that all mention a number somewhere in their title. For example, a song could be called One of a Kind or The Seven Seas. There is 1 point available for each numerical song title that you can correctly identify. Question six. This timely track about saving the world was a number one hit collaboration for Madonna and Justin Timberlake. Question 7. Despite its lyrics about the troubles of war, this was an upbeat sounding synth pop hit for the German band Nina in 1983. Question 8. This 2018 club hit saw Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa joining forces, explaining what it would take to fall in love with her. Question 9. This 2004 hit by the British band Star Sailor has a title that also describes a popular rhythm used in dance music. Question 10. With well over 2 billion streams on Spotify, this 2023 collaboration between Jungkook and Lato was one of the biggest hits of the 2020s. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Guess the Year. As song soundtrack moments in our lives, we're going to test how strong your memory or historical knowledge might be. For each question, I will tell you three of the biggest chart hits of a particular year. Your job is to correctly guess what year these songs belong to. There is 1 point for each year that you can correctly guess. Question 11. Fallen by Alicia Keys, All For You by Janet Jackson, and Let Me Blow Your Mind by Eve and Gwen Stefani. Question 12. Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor, All I Wanna Do Is Make Love to You by Heart, and Vision of Love by Mariah Carey. Question 13. All My Life by Casey and JoJo, Gettin' Jiggy With It by Will Smith, and The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica. Question 14. Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes, Endless Love by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, and Jessie's Girl by Rick Springfield. Question 15. One Dance by Drake, Don't Let Me Down by The Chainsmokers, and This Is What You Came For by Calvin Harris and Rihanna. That is all of our rounds complete. We are going to be right back in just a moment to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. I know you have been waiting, and here are the answers starting with the year 1984. Question 1. Relax was the song banned by BBC Radio. Question 2. Ricky Martin joined Menudo, and he would stay in the band until 1989. Question 3. Marvin Gaye was shot by his father and passed away in 1984. Question 4. The MTV Video Music Awards, or the VMAs. Cindy had the most nominations of the night, but Herbie Hancock would take home the most awards at the first ceremony. Question 5. Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid. Continuing on to round two, Count Me In. We were looking for hit song titles that mentioned a number somewhere in their name. Question 6. 4 Minutes by Madonna and Justin Timberlake. Question 9. 99 Red Balloons or 99 Luftballons by Nina. Question 8. One Kiss by Dua Lipa and Calvin Harris. Question 9. 4 to the Floor by Star Sailor. And question 10. 7 by Jungkook and Latto. For our final round today, you are trying to pinpoint the year that these hit songs dominated, and these were the correct years. Question 11. Alicia Keys, Janet Jackson, and Eve were the top hit makers of 2001. Question 12. Sinead, Hart, and Mariah were top sellers of 1990. Question 13. Casey and JoJo, Will Smith, and Brandy and Monica were the chart stars of 1998. Question 14. Kim Carnes, Diana Ross, Lionel Richie, and Rick Springfield were the top sellers of 1981. And question 15, Drake, The Chainsmokers, and Calvin Harris were top hit makers of 2016. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the pod. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment or vote in our episode poll. You can also follow the show on Instagram, at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we come and play extra games like Song Battle and Smash or Trash. You can also support the show by leaving a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you're listening to the podcast. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content too. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.